It is week number 4. We're going to break down the schedule. We're going to discuss the light days, the back-to-backs, which teams play 4 games, which teams play 3 games, and which teams you may want to avoid with only 2 games played. The episode starts right now. We'll get this video started with a breakdown of the week 4 schedule. So the teams playing 4 games this week are Boston, Chicago, Cleveland, Dallas, the Lakers, Milwaukee, the Knicks, OKC, Orlando, Philadelphia, Portland, Sacramento, and Toronto. The teams playing 3 games are Atlanta, Brooklyn, Charlotte, Denver, Detroit, the Warriors, Memphis, Miami, Minnesota, New Orleans, Phoenix, San Antonio, Utah, and Washington. The teams only playing 2 games, and you may want to avoid streamers from these teams, are Houston, Indiana, and the Clippers. All right, so the back-to-backs this week, on Tuesday, Wednesday, back-to-backs, you have Atlanta, Dallas, the Lakers, Minnesota, Orlando, Philadelphia, and Portland. You have Friday, Saturday, back-to-backs with Charlotte, Chicago, Milwaukee, New Orleans, the Knicks, and San Antonio. You have Saturday, Sunday, back-to-backs with Dallas showing up again, Memphis, OKC. And then you have Sunday, Monday, back-to-back. So heading into week 5, Boston, Denver, Detroit, Houston, and Sacramento. Like I pointed out, you may want to keep an eye on Dallas because not only do they play 4 games, but they play 2 different sets of back-to-backs. Before we get too much further, make sure you're doing me this favor and smash that like button for me and subscribe if you have not yet. Also, make sure you're hanging around until the end of this video because I'm also going to cover some deep league targets for you that are barely rostered, as well as some players that you can drop in your leagues. So to start the waiver wire portion of our video, I went through the Diamond Tier Trends, Yahoo Transaction Trends, and these are the players that stood out to me as having value. Most of these players are going to be available in at least 40% of leagues. There may be a few exceptions that we'll cover. The first player on my list is Kobe White. He hit 3 three-pointers at 16 points, 7 assists, 2 steals, and a turnover. So he played 32 minutes. The minutes have been there. He's a guy that you pick up for his ability to get threes, get you some assists. He's only 54% rostered right now, so give him a look if you use that skill set. While Killian Hayes did not do as well his last game, he played 25 minutes. Made 3 of his 8 shots at 7 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, hit a 3, no turnovers. Take a look at the game before that when he played 39 minutes, made 8 of his 17 shots, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, only 2 turnovers. He's been pretty solid so far. He's getting 4.7 assists, 1.3 steals, half a block. He has not been turning the ball over a whole lot, and it seems like the opportunity is there for him to produce. Jalen Suggs has been another strong contributor off of waiver wires. He's only 55% rostered right now, but you can see that in his last game, he played 38 minutes, made 8 of his 10 free throws, so drew a bunch of free throws there, hit 2 three-pointers at 20 points, 2 rebounds, an assist, a steal. The game before that had 4 three-pointers, 21 points, 6 steals, so 7 steals combined the last 2 games. He's not turning the ball over a whole lot. His field goal percentage is pretty poor, but when he's getting me defensive numbers like that, I am with. I covered Bilal Coulibaly in my preseason video because he was leading the league in preseason steals per game, and he is starting to show why I had that faith in him. He played 34 minutes in a loss against Brooklyn, hit 4 three-pointers at 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, got you 4 steals. Only 2 turnovers. When getting the playing time, he can get you steals in a hurry. We learned Dellen Wright is going to be out over the next several weeks with an injury, which I think has opened up some playing time and opportunity for him. He's only 19% rostered right now, so give him a look. He can help you in all sorts of formats, especially if the playing time remains consistent. While Kevin Werder is 62% rostered, so he technically did not make our cutoff, he's close enough that I at least wanted to put him on your radar in case he's available on your waiver wire. He's been getting consistent minutes ever since De'Aaron Fox went down with an injury. Last game, he made 11 of his 19 shot attempts, had 4 three-pointers made, 28 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. The game before that had 2 steals. Last game also got you a block and only 2 turnovers. So an amazing, amazing 9-category stat line right there. This is the potential that Kevin Werder brings to the table when he's fulfilling his potential. But he can be somewhat inconsistent, and he was inconsistent to start the season off. But it looks like he may be getting hot. So Jaime Jaquez Jr. is getting consistent playing time, has had 32 or more minutes the last two games. Do keep in mind that Kyle Lowry did not play this last game, so that may have impacted his touches and playing time. Regardless, even the game before that, when Kyle Lowry did play, he still had a strong game, had 20 points, 2 3-pointers, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, 3 turnovers. Last game had 11 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, a block, only 1 turnover. So he's only 16% rostered. If you're in a deeper format, I would pick him up to see if he continues getting playing time. Just don't drop anyone too valuable until we see him doing this more consistently. Skylar Mays has been benefiting from the absence of Scoot Henderson. Played 33 minutes in his last game, made 7 of his 13 shots, took 2 free throws, made 1, had 15 points, 4 rebounds, 12 assists. The game before that had 18 points and 11 assists. With 2 steals. He's only 34% rostered at the moment, 22% of that over the last day. Cam Reddish is being picked up after having not one but 2 strong games in a row. Both games he took 10 shot attempts. Last game scored 18 points. The game before that had 17 points. Hit 5 3-pointers. 15 of his points came directly from 3-pointers. Last game he only hit 1 3-pointer but still got you 18 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. 3 steals. He's had 3 steals 3 games in a row. He also got you a block, only 1 turnover. The thing with Cam Reddish is Cam Reddish is very streaky and inconsistent. He's only 14% rostered, so I would probably not pick him up in a 12-team league right now. But 14 teams or deeper, he's probably worthy of consideration to see if he can keep it going. Miles Bridges is 65% rostered right now, so another player that doesn't really meet our cutoff. But we did learn that he should be coming back Friday of this week, and he will be playing a significant role. While he did not play all of last season due to his suspension, he did play very well in the 2021 season. This is going to be his first playing time since then, and in that season, he averaged 20.2 points, 7 rebounds, 3.8 assists, 0.9 steals, 0.8 blocks, only 1.9 turnovers, got you 1.9 threes. He shot 49% on 15.2 shot attempts per game, got you 80% from the free throw line on 4.2 attempts per game. While the reason he was suspended is a bit despicable when it comes to fantasy basketball, if you're going to put numbers on my team, I got a spot for it. And it seems like the NBA works that way too. Going to be honest, I slept on Bismack Biyombo a little bit. I thought he was going to be a backup to Xavier Tillman, but it's looking like he may actually play himself into a consistent role moving forward. You can see here he's been rebounding the heck out of the ball, has double-digit rebounds now 4 games in a row. His last 2 games have been double-doubles, and last game got you a steal, 2 blocks. Now his free throw percentage is going to be spotty. He's not going to hit any threes for you, and we have seen historically he can be pretty inconsistent. But for right now, Steven Adams is out for the entire season. I would pick him up to see if he can continue producing. Andre Drummond is a low-end pickup that's getting some attention right now. Though he only plays limited minutes, his last game he had a double-double, 11 points, 13 rebounds and assists, 2 steals, 1 turnover, made 5 of his 8 shots. He's probably not worthy of picking up in anything shallower than 14 teams, but if you need a big man with some rebounding potential, he may be worthy of consideration. Moritz Wagner has been pretty decent in the absence of Wendell Carter Jr. He's been getting minutes around the low 20s, high teens. He has a back-to-back on the 14th and the 15th, so that's tomorrow and Wednesday. So if you need a big man, I'd say even in some 12-team leagues, he's a guy that puts up pretty decent per-minute production. The following list of players are deep league assets that are only rostered in about 5% to 15% of leagues, and these players could help you if you're in those deeper formats. Dyson Daniels right now is only 13% rostered. He's been getting consistent playing time due to the lung injury sustained by CJ McCollum. He's played 31 or more minutes 3 games in a row, including a high 41 in a loss against Houston on November 10th. So almost two double-doubles in a row. He had a double-double his previous game, 10 rebounds, 10 points, 2 assists, a steal. And then last game, he made 7 of his 12 shots, hit 3 three-pointers, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. He did have 3 turnovers. So give him a look. He's only 13% rostered. The opportunity for playing time is there, and playing time equals opportunity. Duncan Robinson put himself on fantasy radars. He's played 30 or more minutes the last 3 games. Last game played 39 minutes. 8 of his 16 shots, made 6 of his 6 free throws, had 4 three-pointers, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 block. The days of him being a reliable fantasy asset appear to be in the past, but on occasion he can go off. I would pick him up if you're in a deeper format. He's only 17% rostered right now. With Tyler Hero also injured for the next few weeks, that gives him a bit of a leash for him to produce over the next several weeks. Nicholas Batum is being picked up. He played 33 minutes in a win against Indiana. He hit 3 three-pointers, had 9 points, 7 rebounds, a steal, 3 blocks, only 1 turnover. We did learn that Kelly Oubre Jr. was unfortunately hit by a car, which has opened up the playing time for Nicholas Batum to potentially produce for your team. He fits in really well with the 76ers. He's not a guy that needs the ball often. He can shoot, he can defend, he can pass. So that has led to him being picked up, only 7% rostered right now, with 5% of that being in the last day. Corey Kispert has played 23 or more minutes, 2 of his last 3 games. While his last game wasn't strong, he did take 8 shots, only made 2, drew 4 free throws, hit all 4, had 8 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, only 1 turnover. This is a guy that can hit a lot of threes when he's getting the playing time. We also mentioned earlier, Delon Wright is going to be out with an injury, which has opened up a few more minutes, and Corey Kispert may benefit you if you are in a deeper format. Kevin Knox II played 24 minutes. He hasn't been playing a lot, but he played 24 minutes in a loss against Chicago. Made 7 of his 8 shot attempts, had 4 three-pointers, 18 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, a steal, no blocks, no turnover. I doubt he can keep this going, but if I were in a 20-team league, I would pick him up just to see if he continues getting playing time. Isaiah Hartenstein is only 6% rostered right now. He gets minutes in the mid to high teens, not really more than that. He's a guy, when getting the opportunity, can rebound. He can get you some blocks. On occasion, he will get you steals, as you can see here, averaging 1.2 steals for the season. He doesn't get consistent enough playing time to be considered outside of very deep leagues, but if you're in need of a big man in one of those deep formats. And to wrap this video up, we are going to discuss the top drops right now and players you can consider dropping for one of these pickups. Haywood Highsmith is being dropped in bunches. He had a couple of strong games in a row, but in a win against the San Antonio Spurs, he played 26 minutes, took 4 shot attempts. He made 0 of them, had 4 rebounds, 1 assist, no other stats. That has led to people dropping him, but he's been getting the playing time, and we heard that if Kevin Love plays at all, it would be as a backup to Haywood. He is a young player. The minutes and opportunity and the belief from the team seem to be there. So if you're in a deeper format, I would understand dropping him, but I might actually start targeting him if he gets dropped. Jordan Hawkins is also being dropped. Made 3 of his 13 shots last game, and the 2 games before that only made 4 of 11, so he's been hurting your field goal percentage. He can get you threes, but he's not doing enough in the other areas to really justify holding him in shallower formats. In a deeper format, there's enough opportunity there, but if you're like in a 12-team league and you pick them up to see what he could do, I would consider him. Marcus Sasser is being dropped. He only played 20 minutes in a loss against Chicago. The Pistons are getting healthier. They had Alec Burks, and they had the return of Jaden Ivey, which led to him getting less playing time, which is leading to him being dropped. Just don't lose sight of how good he was when he was getting the minutes. And I still think he's a piece that they actually value long term, so I wouldn't be shocked to see him bounce back the very next game. I would probably tell you to hold on another game or two before moving on, but if he's the only player you can drop, somebody you really like on the waiver wire, I wouldn't hold it again. Andrew Wiggins has never been one of my favorite fantasy assets. I think he's been inconsistent almost his entire NBA career as far as fantasy. I've dropped him in the past and I regularly don't really draft him. He did have a bit of a resurgence once he went to the Warriors, but now we are seeing the bad Andrew Wiggins. He is being dropped heavily. He's still 71% rostered, but I wouldn't be shocked to see the number of drops increase significantly over the next few games. People are losing patience. Last game had 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, no blocks, 1 turnover, only 3 of his 7 shots. This is a guy that doesn't hit threes consistently. The one thing he did do consistently used to be score, and he's not really doing that either. He's getting less than 11 points per game. This guy used to be a number one overall pick, and even though he won a championship, has never scratched his potential. A bit of a disappointment, I would say. And the last drop I want to discuss, unfortunately, mentioned this before, got hit by a car over the weekend and is going to miss some time. Thankfully, he's out of the hospital and it doesn't seem like there are any season-ending injuries. So Kelly Oubre is being dropped right now, but he is being reevaluated in 1 week. So he may return sooner than people are thinking, and there may be a lot of desperation drops right now. If you're in a deeper format and somebody drops him, pick him up. But if you're in a 12-team league and you're trying to compete for wins right now, I would understand if you wanted to move. Do me a favor, if you haven't yet, smash that like button and make sure you're subscribing to Brock Lesnar Hoops if you have not yet. Make sure you're clicking that bell notification so you can be alerted when these videos drop. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Take care. I hope you win your week.